Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lạc or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lạc or Vietnam. The temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country, where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed, and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected, in a large-scale project called Raising Center. In the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarid expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha on May 16, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The Serpent King bowed respectfully to King Ugasena. Great King, I pay you homage and give you all my gratitude. Now that I am free once more, I will return to my palace. You have given me freedom, great king. In return, I and all my subjects will serve you faithfully. Come with me to my kingdom. By his magic power, the serpent king erected a wall of 7 precious metals around the underwater kingdom. And the road approaching the palace was beautifully decorated. So when King Ugasena entered the serpent world, he beheld a sight of great magnificence and glory. The bed of the river was covered with golden sand, and flame-colored coral grew all around. Gold towers stood at every corner. The serpent king's palace was shaded by 1,000 trees and shone with a brilliant invisible light. When King Ugasena entered the palace, the fragrance of 1,000 different perfumes scented the air. Celestial harps played soft melodies, and serpent maidens danced in the great hall. Well, we could have a sightseeing tour there, huh? We can make it tomorrow. We turn all these pebbles into gold. The king was seated on a golden throne with soft silk cushions, cotton. and scented with sand and wood, fine food and drink was offered to him. For 7 days, the king and his courtiers enjoyed the rich hospitality of the serpent king. He marveled at the fabulous wealth of the serpent kingdom and said to the serpent king thus, O great king, why did you leave all the magnificence and go up to our world to lie on an ant hill? You have vast mansions and deep fish ponds, which are finer than those on earth. Herons, peacocks, cuckoos, and trumpet flowers grow plentifully in your kingdom. Everything here is more perfect than on our earth, and yet you left it all. Why? The serpent king replied, I went to your world, O king, because I greatly desired to be born again as a man. So man is more precious than all this. Jewels and beautiful scenery. Remember our privilege and make use of our time. So the king continued asking him, O serpent king, you are great in might and divine power. Tell me, in what way is our world better than yours? The serpent said, Self-control and purification of the spirit is possible only in the world of man. Hear that? That is what I sought after. So the king said, I bow to your wisdom, great serpent king. Your thoughts are truly noble. I will follow your example and try to perform virtuous actions. I have stayed here long, and now it is time for me to go. The serpent king pointed to his treasure and told King Ugasena, Take what you will from here. I have untold gold, 3 high heaps of silver. Take it and build walls of silver and houses of gold in your kingdom. I have 5,000 coffers full of pearls and coral. Take them and spread them in your palace so that the ground cannot be seen. Build great mansions in your city, O king. Banara city will be rich. Rule your people wisely and well. King Ugasena agreed to the serpent king's suggestions and bade him farewell. Several hundred carts were loaded with treasure. Amidst a great show of pomp and display, the king left the serpent world and returned to Benares. Okay, huh? Anything you want to know? Anything wasn't clear? No? Everything is clear, huh? I think this story is just to show you that to become a Buddha, a sentient being has to go through a lot of training, a lot of discipline, a lot of compassionate lessons before he arrived at a stage of complete virtues and beauty inside himself. To have a complete wisdom, complete knowledge of all things, and complete compassion and mercy and love, we have to go through a lot of tests and trials and volunteer sacrifice in order to be a noble being such as Buddha. So I wish you all will become like that. Now, now we meditate, okay? Huh? It is not the rainy season, do you know? Not at all. Rainy season, they told me July. So it rains about 3 months ahead of time. Since we came here to Cambodia, it keeps raining all the time. Yeah, actually Cambodia needs it badly, you know? Really desperately. Because I think last year or the year before they have drought, right? And many people hungry, no rice, so we had to help them, remember? So this year, no problem. They already export rice. That's what the Prime Minister informed me. The two Prime Ministers informed me that we exported rice. First time in 20 years. God bless Cambodia, huh? We have another story about the Buddha. In ancient time, there was a king named Sivi. He was very mighty. And he reigned in the kingdom of Sivi. A son was born to him, whom he also named Sivi. Oh, that's nice. The prince reached manhood and went to Taxila to study. When he returned, he was full of wisdom and knowledge. And his father made him a viceroy of the kingdom. On the king's death, Prince Sivi became king and ruled his people justly and well. He had 6 armed halls built in the city, 4 at the city gates and 2 outside the palace. Every day, 600,000 pieces of money were distributed to the poor people. On the 8th, 14th, and 15th days of the month, the king visited the arms halls to see that the money was correctly given out. This is one of the Shakyamuni Buddha's previous birth. Huh? On a day of a full moon, he sat on the royal throne under the state umbrella, thinking of all that he had done for his people. Now he was thinking, of the material goods, there is nothing that I have not given. But this kind of giving does not satisfy me, because I want to give something that is a part of myself. Today, when I go to the arms hall, if anyone should ask for a part of my body, I shall gladly give it. If any man says that he needs a slave, I will take off my royal garb and go and do the work of a slave for him. If any man should ask for my eyes, I will forthwith take them out of my head and give them to him. He bathed with 16 pitchers of perfumed water and put on his finest garment. After a meal of choice food, he mounted a richly decorated elephant and went to the arms hall. So Shaka, the king of the gods, decided to test the king. He thought to himself, King Sivi has determined to give his eyes to any man who should ask for them. When the time comes, I wonder whether he will be able to make this supreme sacrifice as promised. So he disguised himself as an old blind Brahmin and stood outside the arms hall. When the king came riding by on his elephant, he stretched out his arm, crying, Great King, there is no place in all the world which does not equal with the fame of your good deeds. As you see, I am blind. You have 2 eyes. I have come from afar to ask you to give me 1 of your eyes. So the king thought, this is just what I was thinking in my palace today. My heart's desire will be fulfilled. I shall give a gift that no man has ever given before. So he turned to the Brahmin. Who told you to come and ask me for an eye? It is the most vital part of a man's body and difficult to part with. So the beggar replied, It was the king of gods who told me to beg you for an eye, O great king. Men say that. To give an eye is the finest gift of all. Do not refuse me, King Sivi. Give me only 1 of your eyes. The king replied, "Thus, you have asked me only for one eye, O Brahmin. I will give you two." Saying this, the king returned to the palace with the Brahmin. Well, I think in the old time, people already have the microsurgery so that you can replace the bad eyes with a whole one. Otherwise, what is the use if the king pluck out the eyes and give it to the blind person and he just have a look at it? And he couldn't even look because he's blind. So despite our pride of the achievement in the modern time, I think we should feel that we are not that civilized and progressed. Because in the old time, according to my knowledge, people already have brain surgery and microsurgery, such as grafting the tissues of the donated organs to a new person. So I think our planet has been developing for a long time before we even born. And before the civilization of today, we already have a greater civilization.
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha. Healthy Living is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven shower you and your loved ones with many blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD